Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 227, and I'm so thankful you are here today because we're talking about two humility traps that new business owners can fall into. And you're like, what the heck is a humility trap? I don't know. I made it up. I made up that word right now. Well, there are actually two words, humility trap, but I do believe it's exactly describing what I see new business owners fall into because they are humble. And many of you are so humble and such amazing, authentic people. Y'all are. I mean, I was in my Grow Getters Zoom session today. Shout out to all my Grow Getters. And I just look around at the faces and y'all are all just so humble, wonderful humans, and you're super talented and super good at what you do. But for all of you listening, there's two traps you can fall into when it comes to humility. We're going to talk about it today so that you never fall into them. If you are new, welcome. I'm so excited that you found this podcast. I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey. Whether you are starting your business right now, you're trying to grow, you're trying to figure everything out, you are in the right place, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're new to this podcast and you find value in this, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. If you don't follow this podcast right now, you will not get notified when new episodes drop. So all you have to do is scroll up. Like if you're an Apple podcast and you're listening, I believe it's in the upper right-hand corner. There's a little plus button that says follow, and I'm going to click on it on my phone here while I'm talking, but it should be the little plus button. Let's see, upper right, download episode, save episode. Let me see. You go to the main podcast page. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's a follow, a plus and a follow button. So like if you go to not just the episode page on this, but if you kind of back out into my main podcast, there's a plus and a follow. Make sure you hit that right now or you won't get notified. And I don't want you to miss out on anything else that I know is going to massively help you in your business, okay? Also, I have ways that you can get plugged in. I have a free Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses, Doing What We Love. If you're in the middle of starting, or maybe you're even thinking about starting one soon, or maybe you've even just opened and you're trying to like figure this all out and piece this whole thing together, make sure you get in that group because you can ask questions, get help and all that good stuff, and know that you're not alone. You can get feedback on things and you can ask what you think are silly questions. They're not silly questions because everyone else has them too. So you have a place to do that. You now have community. Also, if you're in the middle of starting your business, I have a 16-step checklist that you can sit there and work through that will help you figure out, you know, all the steps that you need to be doing, and you can just go through them. So there's no more like wondering, am I doing everything I need to be doing? Okay. So they're the major things that you need to be doing in your business. So anyways, grab that checklist. You can download and print it. Everything is down below. If you scroll down in the show notes, there's a link to all my free resources. So grab all of those. Okay. If you have been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are wonderful. You're so grateful and you're just You're grateful humans. And I just thank you so much for always sharing with me what this podcast means to you. I've had people DM me on Instagram. I've had people email me. I have people in my group tell me that they comment on podcast episodes that they were so helpful. And it means the world to me. It absolutely means the world to me. So keep those coming. And if you've never written a review or given this podcast a rating, would you be so kind to do that today while you're listening? You can even do it. You can go and give it a rating. You can be typing it out while I'm sitting here talking. All you have to do, if you're an Apple podcast, is scroll down and you'll see how you can rate the podcast 5 stars. And if you have 30 seconds to leave a review, it means the world to me. It really does. I do this every week alone in my office, talking to the window and my dog that's usually present, my dog Tucker. And he's a Maltese Shih Tzu. And he listens ever so intently and acts like he cares. And every now and then he throws a bark in the middle of an episode, which he's about to do right now, I think. Anyways, it means the world to me if you would leave a review. It really does. I read all of them. So thank you all so much. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello everyone. How are you? How's everything going in your business? I'm so excited for all the momentum and everything that y'all are doing to get your products and services launched and out there and start confidently putting yourself out into the world so that everyone can know and your right people can find you. It's amazing. I'm so happy for you. I'm elated. This is my passion. This is all I want to ever help you do is kickstart this business dream of yours, get it off the ground, get it growing, and actually start living the business and life that you've been dreaming of. I know you have, whether you have a full-time job, part-time job, whether you're a grandparent, single parent, homeschool parent, college student, whatever you are, know that this is possible for you. You have no idea what this can turn into. I had no idea when I started my first business with a friend in year 2000. I remember me and my friend, Jenny, we had to go in and get our doing business as, like now you do it online. We had to go in to an agency in downtown Austin. I had a car seat with my newborn in the car seat, carrying her in there in the little, what do you call it? The carrier, carry that in there. And we were filling out the forms and doing all the stuff. In year 2000, I worked at Dell Computers as well. I was lucky enough to be part-time at the time, right after I had her, but we started it. I went back full-time. And then like 18 months after we started our business, I left Dell Computers and never went back. I loved my job. So don't think for a minute that I'm bashing it because I actually loved what I did. I didn't know that owning a business was going to be in the cards for me. I had no idea. I turned it into 2 six-figure online boutiques, ran those for 19 years. And then I said, you know what? I'm ready for something new. I'm ready for something more. My daughter was going off to college. And here I am helping people like you build your dreams too. Know this can happen. You have no idea. I want to give a shout out right now to Annalisa Marie, who is one of my grow getters. She started with me years ago when I started this program. I say years ago. It was like 2 or 3 years ago. I make it sound like it was like 20 years ago. 2 or 3 years ago, she was kickstarting her candle business, Ambitious Vibes. And she just posted on Instagram today that she had the keys to her new retail store. So y'all, she started with a dream and has been building her business on the side of her other job. I remember, I think she had it full time and then she moved to part time. If I'm remembering correctly, Annalisa, you'll have to correct me on that. Keep me honest on that. But I was just so taken back by her drive and passion. You could see it. I mean, she was all in. So know that if you are running a side business right now, and you may not call it a side business, you may be saying, I'm starting a small business while I have a job and while I have kids or whatever else you have going on in your life, know that this is possible for you. And I couldn't be more excited. So anything can happen. So shout out to Annalisa Marie with Ambitious Vibes Candles. Instagram handle is Ambitious Vibes Candle Co. She's on Instagram, y'all. How amazing is this? I'm so happy for her. So it can happen for you. Don't even doubt it. So today we are talking about being humble in your business and what an awesome quality that is, y'all. It really is an awesome quality because I know all of us are really annoyed by pushy sales, people that are like braggadocious, they're icky, they're so arrogant. None of us like that. You wouldn't be here if you were drawn to that because I hope that I never come off that way. I really do. I hope you never think that I'm coming off that way. But there's some traps with being humble. As amazing a quality as that is, everyone listen up. There are traps that you new business owners can easily fall into, okay? I've fallen into them myself. I really have, okay? Okay, here we go. No more falling in the traps. Number one, it is amazing that all of you humble yourselves and know that this piecing your business together is a puzzle. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy and money. And because you're so humble and, you know, all of this, a lot of you are doing it all yourself. You're like, I don't want to ask for help. I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to wear all these hats. I'm going to manage a home. I'm going to be a good wife or girlfriend. I'm going to be a good mom. I'm going to be all the things. I'm going to be a good volunteer. I'm going to be a good church member. I am going to do all these things. And I'm going to be an amazing business owner. And I love that about you, that you're humble, that you don't want to ask for help. But let me tell you this right now. In your business, you are going to need help.
And I know my grow-getters, some of them have mentioned to me before, like, oh, I'm, you know, kickstarting my business. I'm doing this right now. I don't even know what I could outsource right now. Well, the first thing you can probably outsource maybe is graphics, just to be honest. A lot of new business owners outsource graphics or help with website design or just getting a logo together, branding, colors, all that. You may be able to do it on Canva. Maybe you don't have to outsource it. Another thing that my grow-getters outsource is personal help. That can be the first thing that you outsource. Is personal help. You can ask for help. You can hire a babysitter. You can ask your mother-in-law. You can ask a neighbor to free you up an hour or two a day. Maybe it's just a couple hours a week, whatever it is, so you can work more on your business. So many of you have a hard time asking for help. I am that person. And I'm telling you this from personal experience. I'm the toddler that says, I do it myself. I do it myself. I want to master everything. I want to figure it out. I'm a puzzle person. I'm a tech person. I will spend hours figuring things out. Okay. And that has not been to my advantage at all times. Okay. In crises, when something crashes on the computer or an app doesn't work and I need to figure out another software, it comes in super handy. But in general, it is not to my advantage to be doing everything myself. And I learned that in my boutiques. I had to hire someone to do a better website design for me because I did it all in the beginning, all by myself for the first like 5 years, maybe 6 years. I don't know. I got help with the website finally. Then I hired my sister-in-law to stock inventory. Then I eventually moved inventory to a warehouse in Kansas, a company that warehoused all my inventory and shipped it all. It was called a fulfillment center. It was amazing. And I've done all those things, y'all. Then I hired another friend to help me with order management and customer service. Like, I've done all of this. When I got help, that's when my business grew. So you have to realize, where in your business right now do you need help? So that you can move forward effectively. You are not going to have a growing business if you don't get help. The other main way that you need help is you need a coach in your life. I'm telling you this, a mentor, a coach, something. And yes, I'm a coach. So yes, I'm advocating for this. I have a biased opinion on this. But for 19 years, I ran my businesses, my other two, never had a mentor, never had a coach. And I just cringe at the thought of what they could have been had I done that, had I reached out. Now, disclaimer, these were the days when I started in 2000 to 2019. And when I started early in the 2000s, there were no coaches, no consultants that were approachable, that were like me. There wasn't all this online stuff. Y'all, when I started my first online store in 2003, Amazon just sold books. Okay, so that's the era that we were in. There was none of these resources. I would have had to find like some kind of consulting company. And I'm like, my business is a small business. My husband kept saying, you need to find someone that can help you. And I'm like, I'm not hiring some agency. And I don't know if you feel this way too, but that's not the direction I was going. I wish I could have just had a coach who said, do this, do that, a consultant, you know, but I didn't. And I looked back after I closed my businesses, namely when I had so much inventory at the end of my business. Now my business was profitable many years. Toward the end, it was profitable, but not as profitable. But I hate to think that if I had had a coach or someone direct me, that maybe my business could have been more profitable. Maybe I wouldn't have purchased so much inventory. Maybe things would have been different, right? So marketing could have been better, all these things, if I had had someone to guide me and to tell me, don't do this, do this. It would have been magic. So know that that's why I went into this business, because I knew that there was women out there who were super busy with their lives, with full-time jobs, part-time jobs, being a parent, homeschool parent, whatever, and they did not have help. And so they didn't feel confident totally in what they were doing, and they didn't know what they were doing. They just had a calling to do something bigger in their life. They just didn't know how to get there. And I didn't want anyone delaying that time frame and like drawing this out for years, like actually doing it now and helping them and guiding them on things that I've learned along the way. That is why I started this business, because I saw from my businesses that they could have been different. Yes, they were successful, but how successful could they have been? I have no idea. We will never know. And I don't want you ever saying that. I want you to have people in your circle that are guiding you. It's just like in your personal life. Think about the mentors in your personal life or with your church or your Bible study leaders, or maybe with, if you're in some athletic group or women's group or anything that you do in your personal time. If you didn't have someone guiding you in that, just think how much longer it would have taken you. And would you have even gotten to the result? Right? That's the big question. Would you have even gotten to the result had you not had the help? So guess what I did when I started this business as a coach? I hired a coach. Now, I did one-on-one coaching, and I know that's different than, you know, maybe what some of you want. Maybe some of you want one-on-one coaching or group coaching. Just know that it can be the thing that literally transforms your whole business. It helped transform mine in the beginning. I've been in different programs along the way that have literally transformed my thinking, my confidence levels, the direction that I want to take, crafting my offers, and everything that I'm doing, okay? They've also given me the permission to be me, to do things the way I want to do them for my business. I don't have this pressure that I have to build a bazillion dollar business. I get to focus on helping people, and the money comes when I do that. And I've been able to give myself permission to do that, right? I don't feel all that pressure. So I'm empowered to run my business my way for my life, for my goals, right? And that's what I want for you. So my point is, the trap that women fall into with their new businesses are they are so humble and they're, you know, used to running everything themselves and the household themselves and doing this and that, that they sometimes don't reach out for help. And that is a huge trap, people, whether it's help to help you with your daily business, whether it's help to get guidance and coaching and mentoring that can shortcut everything and fast track everything. If you are not humble enough to ask for help, then you're falling into the trap and you risk having a successful business. After all, think about any really massively successful business. Do you think that it was just one person and they never hired help? Or do you think it was just one person and they never got a coach or never had a mentor in their life? It could be a personal mentor that you have. It doesn't even have to be a paid mentor, right? But a lot of us are not so fortunate to have free help around us. But think about it. If you are not humble enough to say, I do need help, I need to get this off my plate, I need to have strategic direction, I need to shortcut this, I need to fast track this, I need everything laid out for me so I can move this fast and I don't draw this out for years and years and years and years, right? So be humble enough. You're already humble, but humble yourself even more and say, you know what? Sometimes I need help. Y'all, this reminds me of a story. And this was the whole impetus for this episode, is that at church, the pastor said something that was really profound. I wish I could remember his exact words. I don't remember the exact words, but this was the gist of it. He was doing the call at the end of service, saying, if anyone wants to come down to the front, you can kneel down on these benches, and then there's like these long tables, and you can pray for something that's going on in your life, pray for something you need to give up to God, pray for healing, pray for yourself, pray for a loved one, whatever it is that's weighing on you, bring it. He also said, you know, some of you have never asked Jesus into your life, and this can be your moment where you do that and you come down. And then this is what he said that was poignant to me. He said, you know, it's not just about like these benches and these pillows. They aren't magical, okay? They aren't magical. Yes, this place is holy. It's a place of worship, but none of that is magical or anything. That's not what is transforming you. It's the moment you decide to get up and walk and acknowledge that you need help. And I was like, wait, what? This is profound. When you acknowledge the moment that you need help, that's the moment that your life changes. And when you go to say, I'm going to make this different, it's what I imagine people in AA to feel like. The moment they decide to go to AA and say, I'm going to get help, I'm going to surround myself with other people, I'm going to have mentor and accountability, that's the moment their life begins to change, okay? Is it rocky from then on out? Yeah, it probably is. I don't think anyone would say it's perfect from then on out, but it's the beginning of something new. And I want you all to realize that today, that the moment that you ask for help in whatever form or fashion, personal help, business help, with a coach, strategic direction to fast track things, this is what grows your business. It's not sitting back thinking you can do everything on your own. It's really not. So that's trap number one. Trap number one is being humble enough to admit that you need help and actually reach out for it. Number two is being so humble. This is the second trap. Being so humble that you don't share your accolades. You don't put your stuff out there. You're not confident enough to show off what you're doing in a way that feels comfortable to you. And people don't know how awesome you are. That's literally the truth. I see new business owners do it all the time. I've done this. I did this mainly in the beginning of my business. I'm much better now. But it took me a while to grasp that, oh my gosh, I have 19 years experience and this is valuable to people. That was my mentality. Is this valuable? Do they want this? I guess they do. Do they think I'm stupid? Do they respect me? Is my services to them going to be useful enough? Y'all, this is what my thinking was through. And I see this with people that I coach. Y'all are so humble that you don't share the important points of what makes you so valuable, okay? And when you don't do that, people have no idea the experience and value that you bring to the table. This happened in our Grow Getters call this morning. So it was bizarre. I'm sure it was a God thing. It was bizarre that that topic came up in our call, because I knew I was recording this today and I knew the situation that happened at church. And I was like, oh my gosh, people, we have an issue with humility. We're either being too humble that we don't get help, or we're being too humble that we're not sharing what makes us so great so that people will know we're the person for them. And then what happens is, if you don't have confidence in the experience that you have and what you've done and what you're offering and the results that you've gotten, your pricing suffers because you don't price yourself accordingly. Your marketing suffers because people don't know. It's not landing as hard. It's not as effective. And people don't go, oh my gosh, she's the one for me. She's amazing. She's got experience. She's got this. She's got that. So it's all about self-confidence. New business owners, y'all are being so humble that you're not sharing the best parts of yourself and your experience and your testimonials and all that, okay? And when you do that, it hurts your business. It doesn't make people see how awesome you are and that you're the perfect one for them. So new business owners, don't be so humble that you don't share the goodness that you have to share and how awesome you are. Did I say that too many times? I know that I did, but I'm trying to make a point that humility is a tough thing in business. There's two traps. There's one where you are so humble that you never ask for help. And I think you've got to humble yourself a little more, okay, to ask for help in areas. And number two, you're so humble that you don't share how great you are and why people need you and how awesome you are and your experience and your accolades and your certifications and your years of experience and your testimonials and your portfolio. You're not putting that out there. Know that you're probably afraid that you're going to be arrogant or it's going to come off pushy or salesy, and it's not. There's a way that you just present what you do and people will come when you show up in the right place. So I hope this makes sense. I hope I wasn't too verbose in all of this, but I think it's important to know that there are traps when it comes to being humble. I think humble is an admirable trait. It's awesome. I love you all for it. I actually love myself for it, because I hope that I'm never coming off arrogant or just whatever the word is, salesy and icky and all that. I think you should love yourself for that, but you should love yourself enough to get help when you need it and to show off how awesome you are. So that's it. If today you're sitting here going, oh my gosh, I have a new business. I'm trying to get my offers together. I want to get this thing launched. I want to start putting myself out there confidently. Make sure you check out Grow Getters, because this is what I prepare you to do in the program. So you can confidently show up with an offer that you know is a slam dunk offer that people will love, and you can confidently market yourself and market that, knowing full and well that you can help people, and the right people will absolutely love what you offer. So that's it. You can check out Grow Getters below. It's at grow-getters.com, or there's a link down below. I would love to have you. And until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.